Afternoon. Today is Monday, February 10th, 2014. It's 1 o'clock and we are in the city chambers and I call this commission regular meeting to order. Present are Commissioner Yates, Vice Mayor DeFranco, Mayor Blucher, Commissioner Jones, and Commissioner Cook, City Manager Lewis, City Attorney Robinson, City Clerk Helen Rainbow, Deputy City Clerk Atkins, and for the police we have Chief Vespia. Just a couple of reminders, if you have your cell phone on you, please either shut it off or at least turn it on vibrate so you don't interrupt the any of the speakers. Also, if you wish to speak, here's the cards. There's some on each end to pick out. If you wish to speak on any certain topic, then mark that topic. If it's just general, then you'll be for the public comment, which means anything that's not currently on the agenda, and you can just hand it to the officers on my left, which would be your right. With that, if you would, please stand, and we'll do a moment of silence, and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to follow. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission, I'm ready for approval of the agenda. Does anybody at this time want to pull anything, change anything?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion made by Commissioner Cook, seconded by Commissioner Jones to approve the agenda. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Whoops.
Wow, that was.
You want to clear it, please? And that's unanimous approved 5-0. With that, announcements, City Clerk.
The following are the current vacancies for boards and committees. We have the Charter Review Advisory Board. We need one regular member. Joint Management Advisory Board, one Northport citizen. Northport Beautification and Trees Scenic Highway Committee, one regular, two alternates, and one youth. Northport Utility Advisory Board, one regular, two alternates. Sister City Advisory Committee, one regular. Citizens Tax Oversight Committee, two regular and two alternates. Northport Advisory Board, one regular, two alternates, and two youth. Northport Parks and Rec Advisory Board, one regular, one youth. Planning and Zoning Advisory Board, one regular. Zoning Board of Appeals, three regulars and two alternates. And we have expirations coming up. There's nothing in February, however, in March. We have an expiration of 4-12-14, Jody Frazier, Art Advisory Board. 4-12-14, Ann Cousins, Code Enforcement Board. And 4-12-14, John Nolan, Zoning Board of Appeals. So these are all expiration dates. And I thank you.
Thank you. Item two, welcome of new employees, City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner. I'm asked Assistant City Manager Danny Schultz to come forward and make those introductions.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Danny Schultz, Assistant City Manager, and I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce a couple of our new employees, and I hope most of them are here. Anyway, from our general services, we have Abby Anderson, who is a part-time recreation attendant. If you'll stand up if you're here. Huh? We have Deborah Hope, our Human Resources Benefits Coordinator. In Neighborhood Development Services, Jana White, who's our staff assistant with Scott down there. Okay. Ray Oaks is a new plans examiner and standards inspector. Also, with our police department, we have Esther Kazarian, who is a telecommunications, and Gary Reed, who is an equipment operator with Solid Waste. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to you all. Thank you. If the commission would follow me down, we have some recognitions. Working, Joe. Joe's a good friend, too. It's like, this is a certificate of appreciation, and it's hereby presented to Joe Justice in recognition of your personal commitment and dedication to the city of Northport while serving on the Charter Review Advisory Board from January 23, 2006 through January 11, 2014, presented this 10th day of February 2014. Thank you, Joe. Okay. Vice Mayor DeFranco will, no, I'm sorry. It's going to be Hazardous Material Awareness Week, which is Commissioner Yates.
Do we have any staff coming down for the proclamation on Hazardous Materials Awareness Week? Solid Waste Division? Okay. Hazardous Waste Materials Awareness Week, February 3rd through the 7th of 2014. Whereas the safe use of hazardous materials is essential to business, industry, and local governments to maintain economic stability and to protect the citizens of the 9th Planning District of Florida. And whereas it is essential to plan and prepare for the accidental release of hazardous materials and to protect the well-being of all citizens and visitors to the district. And whereas response teams such as fire, police, and emergency medical services must know the types of hazardous materials and chemicals that are being used and stored in the event of an incident to respond to safety, and whereas the citizens have a right to know about the types of hazardous substances in their communities and the procedures to take in case of a chemical emergency. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, do hereby recognize the importance of community awareness of the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act, enacted by the United States Congress, and hereby declare the week of February 3rd through the 7th, 2014, as Hazardous Material Awareness Week in Southwest Florida. In witness whereof, we have here on two set our hands in the seal of the City of Northport card to be affixed this 10th day of February 2014.
We thank you all for receiving this proclamation today, and we want to remind you that it's not just the hazardous waste that transports every day throughout our community on our interstate highways and our local roads. It's also the hazardous waste that you may keep in your homes, and we want to remind you to keep them out of our water streams, keep them out of our garbage, and get to one of our hazardous waste cleanup, and we have one coming up cleanup, to our hazardous waste cleanup, and that'll help our community just as well. Thank you.
Next will be Women's History Month, and that will be presented by the Vice Mayor.
Thank you. This proclamation, I noticed that the president of the National Organization for Women, Jennifer Cohen, she's not present, so I will accept the proclamation in her behalf. This proclamation is Women's Herstory Month, March 2014. Whereas the National Organization for Women of Sarasota, Manatee, and Venice Northport declares and encourages the conservancy on the history of women that distinguishes the life of women living in Sarasota County. And whereas the National Organization for Women of Sarasota, Manatee, and Venice Northport extends the leadership role of promoting public awareness pertaining to the current needs, issues, and achievements of our local women. And whereas the National Organization for Women of Sarasota, Manatee, and Venice Northport serves in an advisory capacity, making evaluations and critical discourses regarding matters pertaining to women, including but not limited to any discrimination against women, employment of women, education of women, provision of care, and attitudes toward women in the community. And whereas the National Organization for Women of Sarasota, Manatee, and Venice Northport identifies the endeavors, talents, special contributions, and advancement by women living in Sarasota County, and accordingly develops a public consciousness to the status of our local women and boosts an equal status of women from every race, color, creed, ages, and national origin. And whereas women of every background have made valuable contributions to the health, education, and welfare of the community, serve as leaders for major civil liberties and social progress, and partake in events causing the betterment of all citizens in the community. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby praise and recognize the many contributions of the women of the National Organization for Women of Sarasota, Manatee, and Venice Northport, and do hereby honor all women by proclaiming the month of March 2014 in the City of Northport to be Women's Herstory Month. In witness whereof, we have hereunto set our hands and seal of the City of Northport, Florida, to be affixed this 10th day of February 2014, signed by all the City Commissioners. And I'm sure she will be proud to know that we acknowledge all the women of the local area.
All right, and the next proclamation is National Procurement Month. That will be presented by Chris.
Impartiality, professionalism, services, and transparency,
established by the National Institute for Governmental Procurement as fundamental tenets of the public procurement profession, and whereas the National Institute for Governmental Procurement has proclaimed the month of March as Procurement Month to further expand the awareness of the procurement professional's role to government officials, the general public, business, and corporate leaders. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby honor purchasing professionals by proclaiming the month of March 2014 in the City of Northport to be Procurement Month.
I want to thank the Mayor and the Commission for recognizing March as National Procurement Month through this proclamation and for acknowledging the value that procurement can bring to the organization. Through proper procurement policy and procedures and quality staff, procurement helps the organization run smoothly and promotes the wise use and expenditure of taxpayers' dollars. I would also like to offer a special thanks to Nora Sylvester, our account specialist, and Al Skipper, our contract specialist, for their continued efforts in keeping the department and the division running smoothly, and also my finance director, who is not here at the moment, and the city manager for their continued support throughout the year. Thank you.
Okay, item number four is public comment. Marty Murphy. Please, when you get up, just state your name for the record.
Marty Murphy in Northport. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the commission, city manager, city attorney. I'd like to ask the city commission to please give serious consideration to keeping our police dispatchers here in Northport. We'll never see the savings that were proposed during the meeting 2 weeks ago. These moves always cost much more than stated. Not only that, but if we lose our 12 dispatchers here, we'll wind up paying extra in taxes to cover their jobs in Sarasota and impose a hardship on any of them that want to travel to Sarasota to work, which will be approximately an hour and 15 to 20 minutes a day. So, Commission, please, those people that work with our policemen here, they know our city, they know our policemen, and they know how to keep this city going. Please give serious consideration to keeping them. And another thing I'd like to mention on, I would like the City Commission to request that the helicopter issue be put on a public referendum in November, because nothing seems to be going anywhere with that. It's been quite a while since we heard anything about the helicopter situation. 2 weeks ago, I presented the commission with a report that I have done to state the safety aspects of the whole thing, plus the medical benefits of it all. So at this time, I'm going to request that the helicopter be put on a city referendum. Let the people of Northport decide whether or not they want a helicopter here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Buddy Hughes.
Buddy Hughes Mungite wrote, I was reading in the paper, and I was surprised and shocked about that board not meeting. Now, there are a lot of scam artists, as you know, in in Northport, and I think that's a very important board, and you should certainly continue it. And in fact, years ago, the same thing happened to me. In other words, my air conditioner wasn't working. I called somebody up. They told me I was only at that time. I was there 8 years. I've been here 30 years now, but so the air conditioner was brand new. Eight years, and I said, "Oh, that's seems funny." But I was smart enough to call another person, and it just happened to be, randomly I picked this company, and the name of the owner was Steve Turcotte, the one that's talked about in the paper, and that's an honest man for you, because he came and he fixed it, and he said it was a valve problem, $125. So I paid that, and I had the air conditioner years after that. I finally replaced it. Of course, I've been here a long time, but I had it for years and years after that. So I think that's an important board, and you should certainly make sure that continues.
Thank you. Item number 5 is the consent agenda. Does any commissioners wish to pull any item from it? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, I have a motion made by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. I gotta wait for the voting screen. And that's approved unanimously 5-0. Item number 6, ordinance number 2013-38, second reading, petition number TXT-13-133, amending Chapter 53, Section 53239 of the Unified Land Development Code, ULDC, concerning permitting the sale of cottage foods in a residential zoning district. City Clerk, please read the title by title only.
Ordinance number 2013-38, adoption of amendments to the City of Northport, Florida Unified Land Development Code, Chapter 53, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, amending the City of Northport Unified Land Development Code, Chapters 53, Section 53-239, I-5, home occupation, concerning permitting of the sale of cottage foods in a residential and agriculture zoning district, providing for findings, providing for adoption, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, providing for coding of amendments, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor and Commission. I have Mr. Williams available to come down and answer questions, and we can give the longer presentation and discussion that we had at first reading, or if it's the Commission's preference, we can just answer questions as you see fit, depending on your preference as a commission. So would you like the presentation again, or would you like to just bring them down for questions, and if anybody has any, we can answer? We'll do it either way, whatever your preference is.
See what the wish of the commission is. Is there any questions from commission on this?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay, I don't think it'll be necessary. I just like to, before motion, have we had any more input from any of the Northport residents as far as wanting to have this in place, not wanting to have this in place, or anything like that?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking.
I don't know what commission may have
received. I'm asking staff, because
I
know what we've
got. Mr. Williams, for the record, is shaking his head no.
Okay. There was a lady that spoke at the PNZ, but I'm not really sure any of us understood what she said.
Okay. And I guess before a motion, and I guess I don't have much feelings on this one way or the other, but I'm a little concerned, only that we're talking about changing an ordinance when we've really had input from really one or two people that are in favor of it. But at the same time, I haven't had anything on a negative basis either. So that's all I wanted to say about it. So if I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 2013-38.
Second. Okay, I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to approve ordinance number 2013-38. Any discussion?
Nope.
Seeing none, please vote.
Motion carries.
And that's unanimous. That's 5-2-0 approved. Before I go to item B, I have a public comment here card from Mr. Welk, and all I've got on it is budget. And if you could, we need to, is that an item on here that you want to speak to on, or is it just general public comment after the fact? And if you please let the officer know, then I'll take that. So thank you. Item B, ordinance number 2013-43, second reading, petition number CPA 13-153, annual revision and update to the capital improvement element of the comprehensive plan, adding in a fifth year and projects related to level of service standards and adopted 2012-13 Sarasota County School Board capital work plan by reference with statutory requirements of Chapter 163 Florida statutes. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2013-43, adoption of the revision to the capital improvement element of the City of North Fork Comprehensive Plan CPA 13-153. An ordinance of the City of North Fork, Florida, providing for findings, providing for adoption of a revision to the capital improvement element of the City of North Fork Comprehensive Plan. Ordinance number 89-3, as amended to add in a fifth year with projects to address levels of service, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor and Commission. We can do this any way the Commission prefers. We can go through the presentation, or I can bring staff down in case you have any questions, but this is the second reading. You had this at the last meeting for first reading, and this is really adopting that fifth year out of your CIP into the required CIE, which is the element as opposed to the capital improvement program as required. So whatever the question preference, Mayor, is, we'd be happy to comply.
Okay, any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco, to approve ordinance number 2013-43, second reading. Discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that's aided in favor of 5-2-0, unanimous. Item C, ordinance number 2014-03, second reading, amending the non-district budget. City Clerk, please read by ordinance only. I mean by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-03, an ordinance of the City of North Fork, Florida, amending the non-district budget for fiscal year 2013-14 by providing for changes identified in Exhibit A, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you, City Manager.
Again, Mayor, Commissioners, we can do whatever the Commission prefers, but this is second reading, but I do want to briefly at least summarize, if that's okay, Mayor.
Sure, go right ahead.
This budget amendment will increase the general fund by $14,490. That's primarily as a result of the repayment of the money to KC Talon Bay LLC for future previous bonds related to projects. The forfeiture fund by $52,000 increases, and the reason for that is we get the forfeitures in during the year, can't budget them until we have them, at least not adequately, and then a correction in the surtax refund, which is an administrative mistake, correcting the surtax refund, which was correct in the CI capital replacement fund by $489,800. If there are questions, either myself or our budget administrator would be happy to answer.
Any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 2014-03.
I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to approve ordinance number 2014-03, second reading. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. That's unanimous in favor of 5-0. Item D, ordinance number 2014-07, second reading, repealing ordinance number 1998-6, Ordinance number 2002-10, Ordinance number 2003-11, Ordinance number 2006-5, Ordinance number 2006-26, and Ordinance number 2007-02, adapting Part 2, Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 1, Boards Generally of the Northport City Code. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-07, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, repealing Ordinance number 1998-6, Ordinance number 2002-10, Ordinance number 2003-11, Ordinance number 2006-05, Ordinance number 2006-26, and Ordinance number 2007-02, adopting Part 2, Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 1, Boards Generally of the City Code, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Manager.
Actually, that's to the City Clerk, Mayor.
City Clerk.
As previously noted, this is the main ordinance to rule the other ordinances, the other boards and committees. If there's any questions from the last time, I'll be happy to answer. Okay.
Any questions by the Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-07.
I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to approve ordinance number 2014-07. Any discussion? I have one. And I won't go through this on each one of those, but as I spoke before, I think they're too restrictive. I think we're going to hurt some of our volunteers in the community, and we're not going to get enough of them to fill our boards. With that, I feel that all the way through here, I won't bring that up at every one just for the sake of time, but at the same time, I just want that to go on the record. Commissioner Yates.
Yeah, also I just wanted to add a note that this was a kind of a compromise on a lot of different aspects of this, and you know, we'll give it a shot and work through this, and I'm comfortable with moving this forward and getting going on it.
Seeing no other discussion, please vote. And that is approved 3-2 with Mayor Blucher and Commissioner Jones dissenting for my reasons stated. Item E, ordinance number 2014-04, second reading, repealing resolution number 10-R-13, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 4 of the Northport Code, establishing the Audit Committee. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-04, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, repealing resolution number 10-R-13, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 4 of the Northport Code, establishing the Audit Committee, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Okay. City Clerk?
What we did was we took all the resolutions and everything else that had to do with the board and just made it one ordinance, so that way we wouldn't have to worry about looking different places. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-04.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco, to approve ordinance number 2014-04. Any comments? Seeing none, please vote. And that's approved 3-2 with Mayor Blucher and Commissioner Jones dissenting for past reasons. Item F, ordinance number 2014-05, second reading, repealing resolution number 10-R-36, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 9 of the Northport Code, establishing the Sister City Advisory Committee. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-05, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, repealing resolution number 10-R-36, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 9 of the Northport Code, establishing the Sister City Advisory Committee, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Clerk?
And this is also having an ordinance that would establish the Sister City Advisory Board Committee. Any questions?
Any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-05.
Second. I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to approve ordinance number 2014-05, second reading. Seeing no discussion, please vote. And that's approved 4-1 with Commissioner Blucher dissenting. Item G, ordinance number 2014-06, second reading, repealing resolution number 93-R-13, resolution number 96-4-9, resolution number 96-R-21, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 8 of the Northport Code, establishing the Public Utility Advisory Board. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-06, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, repealing resolution number 93-R-13, resolution number 96-R-9, and resolution number 96-R-21, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 8 of the Northport Code, establishing the Public Utility Advisory Board, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Clerk?
And this is an ordinance that we combined all the resolutions to form an ordinance so we can locate in one place. If you have any questions, mm-hmm. Any answer?
Any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for motion.
Move to approve ordinance 2014-06.
Second.
A motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco, to approve ordinance number 2014-06, second reading. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that is approved 3-2 with Mayor Blucher and Commissioner Jones dissenting. Item H, ordinance number 2014-08, second reading, repealing ordinance number 89-23, ordinance number 92-03, ordinance number 92-17, and resolution number 79-R-32, adopting Chapter 4, Article 2 of the Northport City Code, establishing the Charter Review Advisory Board. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-08, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, repealing ordinance number 89-23, ordinance number 92-03, ordinance number 92-17, and resolution number 79-R-32, adopting Chapter 4, Article 2 of the Northport City Code, establishing the Charter Review Advisory Board, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Clerk?
And this is, again, another ordinance that we combined all ordinances previously and with the resolution to form one ordinance so we can find it easier.
Okay, any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-08.
Second.
I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by Commissioner Cook to approve ordinance number 2014-08, second reading. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that's approved 3-2-2 with Mayor Blucher and Commissioner Jones dissenting. Item I, ordinance number 2014-10, second reading, creating Part 2, Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 3 of the Northport City Code, establishing the Art Advisory Board, repealing resolution number 07-R-01. City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-10, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, creating Part 2, Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article 3 of the Northport City Code, establishing the Art Advisory Board, repealing resolution number 07-R-01, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Clerk?
And this is, again, to conform with the other boards and committees to form one ordinance. Any questions?
Any questions from Commission? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-10.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco to approve ordinance number 2014-10, second reading. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. And that's approved 4-1 with Commissioner Blucher dissenting. Item J, ordinance number 2014-11, first reading, establishing the Community Economic Development Advisory Board. I need a motion to read the ordinance by title only.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Cook to read the ordinance by title only. City Clerk, please read the ordinance by title only.
You have to vote.
Oh, let's vote. I'm going too quick. That's unanimous 5-0. Now, City Clerk, please read by title.
Ordinance number 2014-11, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting Chapter 4, Boards and Committees, Article VI of the Northport Code, establishing the Community Economic Development Advisory Board, providing for severability and providing an effective date.
Okay. Who wants to handle this? City Manager.
Back to me. Thank you, Mayor and Commission. Pursuant to your discussion at the last meeting, January 27th, we made four corrections to the draft ordinance, again, pursuant to your direction. We corrected the title to make sure the word development was in there. We replaced the membership category of homeowners association with travel and tourism advocate. We removed the word calendar from the text referencing the two-year term. And we restated the text referencing residency requirements as a preferred that the committee always be made up of a majority of Northport residents. So we have made those changes, and it is in front of you today for first reading.
Okay. Vice Mayor DeFranco.
This isn't a question. It's a discussion.
Is there any questions? Seeing none, I'm ready for a motion. Nobody wants to make a motion?
Okay.
Commissioner Cook?
Move to approve ordinance number 2014-11 with the change that we substitute back homeowners association representative from a Northport organization for the tourist position.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion made by Commissioner Cook, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco, to approve ordinance number 2014 with changing that we remove the membership for tourism and bring that back to a member of our homeowners association.
Mayor.
Yes.
Continued.
Has to be continued. To be continued. Yes, to the February 24th, 2014 commission meeting for second reading. And it was seconded. I got that. I think I said that. So, with that discussion, motion maker.
As everybody knows, at the last meeting, I thought I was very succinct and articulate in trying to describe how this is a community economic development board, and I thought that with the addition of the amendment, which switched out an HOA board member for a tourism board member, I thought that weighed the board too heavily for a business, and so I decided that I would, with this motion, I wanted to change back to the HOA. Now, I attended a meeting, and I know I saw Mayor Blucher, and I know I saw Vice Mayor DeFranco at Island Walk, which was actually partnered with, I think, the HOA, and I thought it was extremely successful. I know the police department, the fire department, I saw Mr. Williams, Mr. Duma, I saw all of those people there, and I think that is the statement in and of itself at how important it is to include an HOA board member in this committee.
Any other discussion?
I have to agree. That's exactly what I wanted to discuss. I went to Island Walk, and I did talk to the president of that homeowners association, and I found it very important, the information that they provided, and that I just wanted to make sure that it is a board member that is going to be a representative and not just a member of the board, that it would have to be a board member and just not a member of the association, anyone. I want somebody that represents that board. Okay, thanks.
Any other discussion? Mr. Yates.
Yeah,
I think the opportunity is there for board members or any members of the homeowners areas, like CDDs and so on, and homeowners associations to be on there. And when you look at the list, somewhere within this makeup, I really believe if we're looking for ecotourism and to bring things to the city from that perspective, that somebody having that experience in that profession is definitely of value. We probably can continue to tweak this and add things, take away things. But I I'll support the way that the majority of this board wants to get this going, because we need to get this board going. And we can always change things as we move along. I think I see value in the homeowners association, but I also see value in the tourism. I'd almost be more supportive of replacing the commissioner component of this, because we as commissioner have our input at other levels to be able to add tourism. So I'm just concerned that we're missing a very big component.
Okay, I'll just state there for the record, as everybody knows, I was in favor of keeping the BDAP board as it was. I think with us reducing it the way we did, I believe we've taken a lot of expertise already off of it. I happen to think that tourism, which is part of economic development, and I agreed to that change that they made last time, I think is an important aspect of it. The homeowner association could be part of our citizen that goes into that. So I'm not going to approve it the way it is, only because I think I thought that we had that fixed with that, and I'm not worried. I would not be concerned about leaving somebody out for the homeowners association. If anything, I would rather see that we add a homeowners association piece rather than get rid of a tourism piece. Remember, we just went through a strategic plan where we talked about ecotourism. We talked about a number of things that we want to do with the city of Northport for long-range planning, and tourism was a big part of that. So why that wouldn't be part of our economic development board, that's the only problem I'm having with it. So, Commissioner, our Vice Mayor DeFranco?
I see the importance of the HOA, and if you were going to go that route, what you're talking about, not wanting to take the ecotourism, I think make the city commissioner seat, then ex officio, and then put your HOA in there. And still you have the city commissioner on there serving as an ex officio.
Before I call on you, Commissioner Cook, to do that you're talking about, we'd obviously need a revision to the motion. But Commissioner Cook.
Again, I thought that the original ordinance and the participating professional seats, if you want to call them that, I thought it was very articulately talked about during our workshop. It was crafted in a very particular manner to make community and business equal partners, because that's the name of the board, is Community Economic Development Advisory Board. I think as far as tourism, we have a very, very able economic development department, and it's, as far as I'm concerned, I think that we should maybe make one of either Mr. Lane or Ms. Buchanan a liaison to this board, and keep it and take the tourism participant out, put back the HOA, because we do need some more absolute seats for Northport residents. And I know that we were talking, especially Mayor, you were talking about how important it is that, you know, there might be times when we don't have enough people in the city to fill the particular positions, and by putting an HOA seat in, we are absolutely assured of a Northport resident in that seat, whereas tourism could go to anybody, just as some of these other seats. So for those reasons, and I actually would recommend that we maybe ask the city manager or suggest that we make Mr. Lane or Ms. Buchanan a liaison. I think their input would be extremely important, but I really don't want to take an absolute Northport seat away from this board.
Oops. Okay, any other discussion? Commissioner Yates.
Yeah, I think with the recomposition of this board, and especially with the efforts to make the majority residents in the city of Northport, that is the intent to have representation from residents within the community. So having the HOA, you know, certainly adds a seat in there, but you know, the majority of it is still 9 out of 11 that potentially, the majority is very business orientated to begin with. I do like the idea of having the best of both, which is to have the commissioner be ex officio and add a seat for the tourism, because I think it's a really, really big and very, very big component, and we should have that. And I'd be willing to make an amendment to the motion. No other questions? I'll move to amend to make the commissioner's seat ex officio and add a seat for tourism.
I'll second that for discussion.
Can I raise a point? Does anybody think that the amendment has the purpose of defeating the main motion?
That's what I think. Yeah.
Because if it does, then you can't have an amendment that defeats the purpose of the main motion. So the main motion took away that seat. The amendment would add it back. Is that how I understand it?
Well, the mayor asked that if that suggestion was going to happen, to make an amendment. So yeah. I made the amendment.
Yes, I did.
All the mayor's fault.
See if this will pass and
okay.
Go for it.
Let's we'll go ahead and we won't do the revision. I think we've had discussion. So I'll ask for a vote on the motion. See where that goes. If it passes, it passes. If it does not, then we'll have another motion.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the main motion?
The only motion on the floor. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that motion does not pass 3-2 with or 2-3 with Mayor Blucher, Commissioner Jones, and Commissioner Yates dissenting. With that, is there another motion to be made on the floor?
Yeah. Okay. I'll move to continue ordinance number 2014-11 with a change to add homeowners association member seat and change the city commissioner to ex officio.
I'll second that motion for discussion. There's a motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Mayor Blucher, to approve ordinance 2014-11, first reading.
To continue.
What's the date?
February
24th, 2014, with making the change of having the, no, there is no change. The tourism is still there, but making the change of taking the city commission as a ex officio member.
And adding homeowners association member.
And adding a homeowners association member. With that, motion maker?
I already spoke to it. I think okay. That was a good way to kind of compromise in having both issues.
I made the second, so I'll go just before you, Commissioner Rook. I think this kind of hits the middle of the road. I believe with what we did, which I was against, I'll vote for this. Because I firmly believe we need to get that Economic Development Board back to work, because they could do so much good. And I think by doing this, we're fine. As far as having the commissioner not vote, I think with what we've done anyhow. I don't think that has become very important on this board. So I will approve it, and I'll vote yes. But Mr. Cook.
Okay. No, I will not support this again. I want to remind, especially the mayor, I hate to pick on you, but during the workshop, you were adamant that a city commissioner sit on this board and vote, and I actually seem to recall Commissioner Yates voted against that. So by making it a liaison, maybe that's the happy medium in one regard, but as now what we're seeing is a lack of commitment to building this board, because as we know, the last time we talked about this, then the amendment was to switch an HOA for a tourism. Now, all of a sudden, not only are we switching the HOA for a tourism, but we're actually going to, I guess, add a tourism and switch the city commission to a liaison. I see membership creep. We're adding another person to this board, which was one of the reasons that we are addressing this, is to make this board a little bit smaller, a little bit tighter, more articulate. And so now, all of a sudden, again, we have an amendment to this. When we just heard it at the last meeting, that, you know, maybe switching out one member for another, and now we're adding a member, we're making the commissioner liaison. I think that it's complicating this board. It was a very carefully crafted board, and I think we should, I will not support this, and I will be coming back and requesting that we put the board back the way it was, with the city commissioner voting, an HOA from the Northport community being a board member, being a position, and the tourism, as far as I'm concerned, could be handled by Mr. Lane or Ms. Buchanan as a liaison.
Vice Mayor?
I just want to get a clarification. When you talk about taking the city commissioner off as ex officio and you're adding the HOA, that still leaves the voting as 11 board, right? Or does it move it up to 12? Is my math?
It would keep it at 11 because
it'll keep it at 11.
Eliminated one.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Since Commissioner Cook was picking on me, I guess I don't consider that picking on me, but I'll make a few statements. I think, Commissioner, this is going to be your burden. You know, when I'm a short termer now, I'll be leaving in November. I seriously think that what you've already done with the board, that there's no need for a commissioner on that. I think, you know, you don't have a county commissioner on there. You don't have the influence of the board that we used to have. I think all the successes that BDAB. Board had are gone. I tried to fight for keeping as much of the expertise on that committee, and I know Commissioner Cook, you're fully behind wanting the citizens' input. That's funny though, because all the time I was on that board, there was a very small group of people that wanted the citizens' input. I just plead to you that remember, we had that once before, and it was made up of all citizens. And it was the citizens' board that came to this commission. Well, it wasn't this commission, but the past commission, and said, we do not have the expertise for what you need. You need to do this. And we followed up with that and did that. That came from that board. That didn't come from commissioners. So we've gone against that, and with what you're doing, I know we're trying to come to a middle of the road. I think something as important as economic development is to this growing city, that even the areas that I sort of gave up on, is going to hurt us. It's going to affect us in a negative way. So by me voting for this, at least with the tourism board and such, that's just one small piece on it. But as far as the commissioner on there, you're going to have probably Ruth or Elle or whoever the city manager says is going to be that liaison anyhow to that committee. They're the ones that will do that. So I'll support this, but haphazardly, even with the way it is. Who was next? You, Commissioner DeFranco, yes. Is what I have? Okay.
Yes.
Vice Mayor?
I wasn't going to make any statement. I was just going to make sure that it stayed at 11 vote. However, when you started speaking, I want to clarify some issues here. When you're talking about this board, this BDAB board, and the reason why I made the decisions to go the way that I did with this board is because when you talk about the initial board saying they didn't have enough expertise on that board, that individual that came to it and changed to the BDAB and created a government within a government, and their rules were even had more power than this commission had. So when let's clarify all of that. That one particular individual who came and said there wasn't an expertise and they dissolved that earlier board had something that they themselves were going to profit by that BDAB board. And I saw that. A lot of people in this city saw that as well. So that is the reason I'm going to make my stance, too, of why this had to be changed and make it an equal partnership between the citizens and the businesses and not for selected individuals that can benefit from it. You know, we want everybody to benefit, and we want to guide this with the community's involvement in it, not just special interest. Thank you. Sorry.
That's right. Commissioner Cook.
Okay. Yes, and in closing, to follow up on what Vice Mayor DeFranco said, we just heard a public commenter come up and talk about the helicopter issue and talking about putting it to referendum, and what he bases, in my interpretation, is he wants community input. And the helicopter is here ostensibly for wellness, and but we also know that it's bringing in some income. So my whole point is we need more community and citizen input on this board, and that's why it was crafted the way it was. And once again, I'm not supporting it anyway, but I am going to state again that I would actually encourage the city manager to have his economic development, either the director or the vice director, to participate, because it gives staff a chance to be more involved in our boards, which I think is important too. They can hear citizen comments, they can hear from the professional realm. So that's why I think it was so important to keep this board the way it was with an HOA representative.
Okay. Commissioner Yates?
Pretty much, I don't want to belabor this conversation. I just want to say, we need to get moving on an advisory board. That's what this is. We have a professional staff, an economic development department, who's out there and they're doing their job. And this board is designed to help in support of recommendation. I think it is a fair mix of professionalism, citizens, businesses, and so on. So let's just move forward.
Vice Mayor, just on a couple of your comments, just so the public's very clear, it wasn't one person that made that suggestion to form the BDAB board. That was a vote by the old board that voted unanimously to go to the BDAB board, to where you'd bring out more highly skilled people involved. That was a unanimous vote by that old board. Which was made up, by the way, of all residents, and so they're the ones that voted on that. I had no vote on that.
I know somebody who was on that board and pretty much made it very, very clear of how they were pushed off that board, and it didn't go voluntarily.
Okay.
But we don't need to argue this. No. Let's move on.
No. Well, there was another issue that. I'll leave that also drop. But all I'm saying, this is for the future of Northport, not for the future of any of us as commissioners. There was a lot of good done by that board, and I don't think anybody here would deny that. I was asked once by Commissioner Cook about what that board ever do, and I think I handled that and talked about the USF and the hospital and such. Anybody to think that is negative, I think is wrong. But we've come to this point all we're talking about now is the tourism and adding that, actually, and keeping and keeping the association's membership and just decreasing one vote by having a commissioner on there without voting power. So with that, I will ask for that vote on that issue. And that is approved 3-2 with Commissioner Cook and Commissioner Jones dissenting. It's done. Let's see. Ordinance number 2014-12. This is item K. First reading, amending Northport Code Chapter 58, Article 3, impact fees. I need a motion to read the ordinance by title only.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion made by Commissioner Jones, seconded by Commissioner Cook, to read ordinance number 2014-12 by title only. Please vote. And that is unanimous 5-0. With that, City Clerk, please read by title only.
Ordinance number 2014-12, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, amending Northport Code Chapter 58, Article 3, impact fees, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. City Manager.
Mayor, Commissioners, before we get started on the meat of this, I want to say that the version of this ordinance, we took the one from 2011 and just updated it. You know, we did, 2012 and just updated it. However, during that process, there was a different one that the clerk's office had versus the finance director. None of the changes in this document negate what we were trying to accomplish, which was the transportation, per your direction, the transportation impact fee issue. But I wanted to disclose that if you went ahead with it today, between first and second reading, primarily things like definitions that were added previously are not shown in this document. All those would have to be incorporated in. If you do go ahead with it today, because it's been advertised and continue it to second reading, when we bring it back to you, we'd bring it through with not only the strike through underline, but we'd bring it through with a highlighted, showing anything that was not in the one in front of you today for the second one. Again, none of them affect the dollars involved, primarily their definitions. The only wording being changed in here really dealt with the commission's direction to continue or do the impact fee moratorium for one more year for transportation, not for solid waste. So we'll do whatever the commission wants. We apologize for the wrong version being in there, but it does not, from staff's perspective, and I'll defer to the city attorney, it doesn't negate what you were trying to accomplish from your last meeting, but we would need to correct it between now and second reading. So that being said, just very quickly, this version of the ordinance does exactly what you directed us at the last meeting, which was to prepare an ordinance continuing a transportation impact fee moratorium for one more year, but putting back in place the solid waste impact fee per your direction at the last meeting. And again, I apologize, Mayor, but with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions? Commissioner Yates.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, City Manager, I just want to make sure that because when I brought this up to the city attorney and we went over some of the different things that were different, if there was anything different with the fees that had changed, that we would be made aware before the second reading if there had been an issue, because there was multiple versions. So I would just want to know that before.
Yeah, what we're going to do for your all's purposes, my plan would be to do not only the strike through underline, but some of these things that should have been in this draft because they were adopted last time were not reflected, and we'd actually give you one that's really easy to follow with highlighted as well. You know, I think there might also be an issue with what is currently been updated on the Muni Code site, if I'm correct. It's not the most current version, but I'll defer to the clerk's office on that. But we would absolutely do that, Commissioner, between now and second reading. I don't think there are anything with the numbers. I believe it is a content otherwise. But either way, we're going to show you everything that's changing.
Okay, but I mean before the second reading, because there were some very, very specific questions that I had in regards to some of the rates, and then, you know, one of the items that actually was left out.
Yes, ma'am. We'll shoot it out prior to the meeting.
Okay. And then also
prior to the agenda going out as well.
Okay. And then also on that section 107 for the park district, because that was okay. All right. Just thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Cook.
I just want to clarify, because I think I heard two different things. Solid waste will not be included in this moratorium, am I correct?
That's what the commission directed at the last meeting. Yes, ma'am. Okay. If I stated otherwise, I must have just misspoken. Thank you.
Yeah, Commission, we really have a couple choices here. We can motion to approve it, or motion not to approve it. Or we can pull the item until the corrections are made. I personally feel with what we've just heard, though, that we should be able to approve first reading, or disapprove first reading if you're against it. And the corrections will be made for second reading, and I think we'd be fine. But that's up to this commission. If there's no other questions though on that, I'm ready for a motion. Somebody may.
Move to approve it or move to continue it?
Well,
you continue.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because you have to continue it.
Move to continue ordinance number 2014 to the February 24th commission meeting.
Sorry.
For a second reading.
Okay. I have a motion made by Vice Mayor DeFranco, seconded by excuse me, Commissioner Jones, to continue ordinance number 2014 to the February 24th, 2014 commission meeting for second reading. Any discussion? Commissioner Yates.
Yeah, I do have a question. City Attorney, do we need to state in this continuance the corrections and updates?
No, ma'am, I don't want to tie our hands in that manner. Okay. We're going to go through this in its totality to make sure that, in addition to things you pointed out, in addition to things we've also found since then, that we've covered everything. So my preference would be no, let us go through it, and you'll get a document back that clearly reflects everything we found that needs to be corrected, changed, added, deleted, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, please vote. And that is voted 5-0 in favor of, unanimous. Item number 7, general business, discussion and consideration of the 2014 federal legislative priorities. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, Commission. You brought up at your last meeting a desire to have brought back in front of you some consideration on federal priorities. As you know, we do not currently fund a federal lobbyist. The commission does, to some extent, participate in the National League of Cities and gets input that way, as well as your direct communications that you may have with federal legislature. What I included in here, and again, I was trying to get this together fairly quickly, as backup, our 2013 federal priorities. The two MPOs, both Charlotte and Sarasota Manatee, have adopted their 2014 priorities, but those around us have not yet. My understanding is the city of Sarasota is targeting there sometime in March, which is not that far away. To the best of my knowledge, Sarasota County has not. I know Charlotte County has not, nor has the League of Cities or NLC yet formally adopted their 14 priorities. So I included your priorities from last year, which in reviewing them, none of them have gone away from importance as far as staff is concerned. Doesn't mean it's still important to you all. I also put some other things that are very trendy issues out there with the federal legislature that you might want to consider. Foremost among that from staff perspective, my perspective, would be legislation regarding the Bigger Waters Act, which is the national flood insurance issue. Whether that's to, you know what happened where the Senate passed, but the House did not, an extension of implementation or implementation combined with actually solving the problems related to that program. Something else you may want to consider is the federal legislative attempts to eliminate traditional tax exemptions for municipal bonds. That's something the commission has discussed before. And then the other thing that I just merely mentioned for you to consider is that there's, any of the federal barriers that might be put in place in terms of collecting sales tax that already exist when it comes to online purchases. I don't know that that will go anywhere this year, but that, you know, that's typically called the Marketplace Fairness Act, where you're creating for storefront businesses an opportunity where they compete on an equal playing field with online retailers. So anyhow, those are just three thoughts that you may want to consider in addition to your priorities. And I didn't get a chance to meet with any of you specifically on any priorities that you may have. And I know you're all very involved in your different committees, so you may have something else entirely. So we wanted to bring this back quickly because National League of Cities is coming up quickly, and we'll have at least one commissioner who will be there. So I didn't want to wait too long on bringing it back after you brought it up last meeting. With that, Mayor, I'll be happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
Questions from commission? You'll see any. I'll start off. You know, there's a lot of talk about transportation and with the federal government, and it's, you know, whether you're talking about River Road, whether we're talking about 75, so on and so forth. I think that the Treasury bill itself, the transportation bill itself, it seems like they've muddled around with that for 5 years now without renewing anything. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess our priorities on transportation need to be maybe broadened then, rather than as we've done in the past with, for instance, River Road, that it's that bill itself that we get it off the ground, where they fund themselves some money so that they can put money out to the area. Would that be?
Typically, what you all have discussed in the past when it comes to the safety lieu is it's not just the passage of it, but the ongoing funding of it. No, I think you've captured it correctly. That the real issue is where does that reauthorization of the ongoing funding, and that they don't get back into this cycle where they just sweep, you know, they don't re-input the monies.
Okay. The other question I have is on the FEMA maps, which is ties into the flood insurance and the whole thing. We have not, as a city, approved any FEMA map changes as of yet, as of today's date?
That's a question, yes. No, you're correct.
Okay. Then since we haven't approved that, and I don't think we'd have much luck changing the FEMA map, but maybe we should be pushing for a delay on the FEMA map, which technically should also delay the flood insurance, but maybe not. Would you read it that way or not?
Well, when it comes to the federal government, I would be very I don't want to overstep any guesses, but I think they would be very successful in implementing one without the other if they wanted to. But I do think obviously the maps are the foundation.
Okay. Okay. And the last one I have is on hasn't the federal government really pushed the online sales tax and such really down more to the state levels than trying to do something on it on a federal level?
Yeah, that's part of why I caveated it with I don't see them doing anything on that this year. And certainly in our own state, there is the equivalent of a Marketplace Fairness Act. It just requires every individual citizen to declare their online purchases and remit that sales tax, not the actual businesses themselves, which I think last I checked, there was almost none reported to the state. So,
okay. You know, we have in the past, of course, this is when we had a lobbyist, we've had some successes in getting some dollars from the federal government for our flood control and such. Not huge, large sums of money, but you know, 80,000 here, 60,000 there, it all adds up. Do you think by trying to delay some of the issues that we want on flood insurance and the FEMA maps and such, I'm playing devil's advocate with myself, so to speak, are we actually delaying trying to get any dollars for flood control and such? That we have had success in the past. I think we could have more success in the future.
I think the reality is, regardless of what you're going to terminology you're going to use to describe them, I don't see where the federal government's going to be doing earmarks in any nature anytime in the near future. Certainly not over the next 12 months, I wouldn't think. And I certainly think that, as you all have discussed, the implementation of the Biggert Water Act could have real implications, not just on Northport, Sarasota County. I think we will be one of many that would raise that as an issue. 19,000 plus cities in the country, and my guess is there's a lot of them that would raise that issue.
Okay. Commissioner Cook.
I was speaking with Charlotte County Commissioner Tuitt at the Peace River meeting, and he mentioned that there's a contingent of about 13 elected officials, not including Sarasota County, but Charlotte County and a vast array of other elected officials. And I'm wondering if what we're putting forth is going to, they left this morning, by the way, for Washington. And I'm wondering if anything that is in this legislative agenda is going to work at cross purposes with what they're trying to accomplish, which has to do with the flood. I think that they're trying to say that their understanding is that the plan will be implemented maybe 5 years from now, and I'm not sure if they were going to say we don't want it implemented at all. I can't speak for them, but I'm sure you know because you're out in the mainstream. I just don't want to step on their toes because they're really trying to accomplish what I considered something that's really important for the city, which was to push aside this flood, whether it's the map or whether it's the implementation of legislation for flood insurance. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not sure exactly what that group is. I know FLC has their fast fly in, and to the best of my knowledge, that doesn't typically include county commissioners, but maybe FAC has a similar fly-in going. And as I said, when I contacted both NLC, FLC, they had not yet adopted their 2014 priorities. So my understanding is what they were really focusing on going in was this issue, but the exact speaking points I don't know, Commissioner.
Commissioner Yates.
Yeah, I believe the Minnesota League representatives are going in the fast fly-in to Washington, and the flood issue, flood insurance issue, kind of came up at a couple of the past meetings, and the initiative is there. There's some legislation right now going on that is proposing to delay the imposition of a lot of these fees, and also asking that FEMA go back and look at, reevaluate the maps, reevaluate the impacts of the flood insurance. So there's several bills that are up there, and so like I say, the Minnesota League representatives are going up there as well in trying to push. Also at the same time, the state is working in concert to try to lessen the impacts here in the state of Florida by some of the bills that are going on now in the state to allow for private sector opportunities to provide some of the insurance, which there's limitations on the ability to do that. So the state is actually working on those things, but ultimately what the federal issues are that they're addressing is try to get a delay on this thing. And but it's not going to affect everybody, and so there's some battles going on how to really effectively put a delay in, because right now it's not going to be open to broadly. It's very limited on certain properties, and I believe it goes to 19 homes that are built in 19 1974. So I think cities all around the state of Florida and in this region are really climbing on board with putting the heat on to get the federal government, get Congress to take some action on this to definitely delay.
I don't see any other questions from Commission City Manager with the discussion we had. Does that give you what would you like as far as, you know, because I heard transportation, I heard flood, I heard I didn't hear any of us talk about the bonding that you talked about, and I also heard sales tax issue on internet. So that's three of the four that you mentioned that should be priorities is what I'm hearing.
I didn't mention them as that they should be priorities, but they're ones that I mentioned that are out there in addition to the ones from last year. At some point I need you guys to make a motion stating what your priorities are or saying we're not ready to adopt them, bring it back to us with these ones highlighted. But you either need to make a motion adopting them, don't adopt them, or tell me to bring them back revised pursuant to the conversation. But at some point you'll have to, if you want federal priorities, you're going to have to vote on them. Okay.
What's your wish, Commission? Commissioner Yates?
I would move that we continue with the priorities that we have and also include the flood insurance issue.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion made by Commissioner Yates, seconded by Vice Mayor DeFranco, to continue all of our previous items and add the flood insurance to our list of federal priorities. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Cook, I'm sorry.
Just briefly, I just want to make sure that if we do add this flood, that it is not working at cross purposes for what this contingent, and I think it included city representatives as well as county. It wasn't just county. So I just want to make sure that whatever we put in there does not work at cross purposes with what they're up right now on Capitol Hill trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that to me. It sounds like it supports it, doesn't take away from it, because I think all the counties and municipalities that I've talked to, and I'm sure that you've talked to, are all in agreement from Florida. Now, there's other states that don't necessarily
I just want to make sure the language, I mean, it's easy to accidentally put some language in, and so I'd like to ask the city manager to make sure that maybe you touch in with some of these other people, make sure that we're not working against them.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's noted. Seeing no other discussion, can I ask for the vote? And that's voted in favor of unanimously 5-0. With that, I'll take public comment. Bill Welk.
Bill Welk, Northport. Greetings and thank you for your service. April of 2013, I attended a budget meeting at Toledo by the Elementary. Jonathan Lewis and several of his directors were in attendance, and Commissioner Yates. Cindy Mick was present, and after the meeting, I asked her what this was. Quote, I don't know. Cindy's retiring this month as Director of Utilities, and her salary plus benefits is $164,000 a year. In private business, we call this COE, cost of employee plus benefits. The piece of pipe is used by her utility department on every home with water service from the City of Northport Utility Department. I received it from her department. I asked Jonathan Lewis, city manager, and our purchasing agent, as per our charter, section 1206H, why we purchased a new Navigator Vermeer directional boring machine in late 2012. Our customers will pay for it, and we need it. He didn't mention the other equipment needed to support this piece. one new pipe machine on a trailer from an Oklahoma manufacturing, two plastic tanks with pumps on steel frames that will require a flatbed truck to be placed on, a rear discharge slurry pump on a trailer from Vermeer, according to our source, has been used once on a water main break. Yes, Jonathan, I actually viewed the equipment at the Pan American City site, locked up in the warehouse on the right on January 20th, 2014 at 10:30 a.m. The Gavigator boring machine is on a new 20-ton trailer with $10,000 worth of electronics sitting on the trailer in a black carrying case. $500,000 worth of equipment not used for a year. Training on the machine is necessary. It's done by Vermeer, and it's on the job. There is no school. The warranty from Vermeer is 1 year on most components, confirmed by three Vermeer dealers in three states. A piece will not be purchased. Another piece has to be purchased and is needed to operate your new adventure. Plus, a truck is in the pipeline to place the two pumps on the tanks and pull the Navigator on its trailer. We will not have to add an employee. Quote from Jonathan. It takes a minimum of three people to operate it. Where are they coming from? For the expertise to project work and purchases, $500,000, saving 2%, according to Vermeer, from 2012 to 2013. We paid Jonathan, and this is under his control, $240,000 with his benefits. Danny Schultz, assistant purchasing agent, $184,000. Cindy Mick, $164,000, director of utilities. Jennifer Dosh, or DeRoche, Cindy's finance manager, $119,000. And Rick Newkirk, $132,000, one of the managers. $839,000. I got 1 second left, guys, has been used. $86 an hour per person, or $688
please,
a day.
Please finish up. Your time's up.
You bet. Could the taxpayer and you, the commission, possibly expect the whole truth from our management?
Thank you.
Asking for an answer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Joanne Hunt.
Can I give them like 3 minutes?
No.
Yes, it's Joanne Hunt, Northport, American citizen and taxpayer, U.S. Bill of Rights, Amendment 1. If there needs to be another ordinance, let it be that a citizen and taxpayer can speak up here for more than 3 minutes. A last meeting I attended, you honorable commissioners, sounded like another machine. Also, the 911, I'd like to question the 911 calls. Why are they going to be routed to Sarasota County? Doesn't make any sense. If something makes sense, it's not done. We have so many laws. Too many laws. Whatever's politically correct is used on our laws. I love America, and we're growing, and we should be kinder to each other and not in it for ourselves, because if we are, that it's like a fast drink and a signature to get something done. Thank you very much. Good luck, and in God we trust. Thank you.
Thank you. Buddy Hughes.
Buddy Hughes, Mungite Road. I believe correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in 1996 or 1997, Northport Commission passed a 5 cent per gallon tax, like a surcharge, and I was wondering if how much money we have collected since then, And there, I believe it was supposed to be applied to roads. In fact, we had to go, if you wanted to get cheaper gas, we had to go to the next town, which was 5 cents more here. And then I believe we also get money from Sarasota County. So I'd like to know, you know, how much we have collected since then, on the, and if all that money was applied to roads. And if it was, why are we, you know, how come you have all these bonds with this money you got to pay now for 26 years or something like that? Does somebody know here? Am I wrong about that 5 cents per gallon surcharge? Per gallon, I'm wrong? It never was passed? I think so. You better look it up.
Mayor, I'd be happy to get there afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you. That's the end of the public comment. Scheduling of workshops. Commissioner Cook?
None.
Commissioner Jones?
None.
Mayor Blucher? None. Vice Mayor DeFranco?
None.
And Commissioner Yates?
None.
Commission reports. Commissioner Yates?
Need to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So in reviewing the calendar for February, the good news is we now have a seat on TBARTA, and we have a commissioner in the form of vice mayor serving on that for us. Bad news is that falls on her first meeting, where she's going to be brought up to speed and as well with a couple other elected officials who will be their first time. So they're really wanting them all on that first day. Conflicts with our regular date for our workshop. The city clerk's office, the deputy city clerk, has been working on finding an alternate date in February. The problem with that is one of the topics on that agenda, I think it's very important that we have our city attorney there as well as our staff. And so it really becomes a scheduling problem in February. In addition to the fact my staff had been planning out their work to be ready at the end of February, not, you know, 2 or 3 weeks earlier. So we can either push everything out a month and go in March, or we can have two dates in March. But I kind of need no preference so that the city clerk can work on scheduling. Are you okay with a second day in March? Because we've got actually four topics for you all to consider at your workshop meeting at the end of February. So we could do, again, we could move them all back just a month, or we could have a second meeting in March, kind of whatever you all prefer. And the clerk's office would work on finding an appropriate date.
Okay. With that, city clerk, there was no days left in February available for?
Not that worked.
That worked.
Yeah.
For?
Conflicts from the everybody involved.
From our different schedules. Okay. And if none of that works in February, I don't see how we have any choice except to either do two in March or move everything a month forward and do one in March and move everything back. What's the wish of the commission?
Two dates in March.
Commissioner Yates?
Are we going to Tallahassee in March?
April.
Never mind. Two in March.
Commissioner Yates, you okay with two in March?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And I'm okay with two in March, so.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Commissioner reports. Now, Commissioner Cook.
I was honored to once again attend the Peace River meeting, and in regards to Miss Cindy Mick, we had a wonderful farewell and send-off. I think I even saw a few tears in the crowd. Our utilities department was there, so we were well represented. I saw, of course, Mayor Blucher and Vice Mayor DeFranco were there, so I wanted to make sure to extend my personal thank you for the tours and the information and the knowledge and the background that you've given me, and I know you're not going to go very far, you're going to go far, but you're going to be back. So thank you again for going to the meeting.
Okay. Commissioner Jones?
Nothing. The chat meets in in February.
Commissioner Yates?
Did you?
No, you go ahead. I'll go after you.
Yeah, I was kind of going around.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Trying to mix it up as best I can.
I don't have anything to report. Just went to a lot of different community events, and there was lots of them over the past week or so. And I also have been meeting with state representatives and advocating the city's priorities for the state. So have had several conversations. Everybody has been very receptive and pretty much hearing the same message from all of the cities around, communication service tax and business tax and so on. The one representative, Representative Stubbe, was a little apprehensive about the vacation rental. So he may take a little bit convincing on that issue. But he was a little apprehensive, mostly from concern over property rights in regards to allowing the home rule. But of course, all of our codes and regulations, I mean, we work with the community and property rights and have that balance. So he may take a little bit of convincing, but the others all very receptive. Representative Pilon actually had some encouraging news in regards to conversations we've had here in the city over the special districts for law enforcement. So right now there's some work being done that may open up the avenue for something like that. So that was very encouraging here. And that's it.
Vice Mayor?
Okay. Yes, I went to the Peace River just to attend the award for Cindy Mick. And I want to thank you for everything that you do for this city and hope that we don't lose touch base with you, you know, out there, because we appreciate everything that you have done. Also, I would like to put on place on the agenda. We went to the convocation of government not so long ago, and we heard about the SCTI as well as a library being spoke about. And I want to place on the agenda to send a support letter to the county from this commission. To the county commission as well as the school board in support of them, including the library as well as the SCTI, you know, in the same property, if we could have the mayor, you know. But I want to put that as an agenda item.
Let me ask you, rather than an agenda item, would you want to see if I can get a consensus now and just do that?
I would love to get a consensus, but it takes is one, and I.
Well, if we don't, then you can put it on.
Okay.
Can I try to get a consensus to send to
yes.
send to the county?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
My only concern with combining those two is that I want to make sure that neither one of those projects would be inhibited by that process. So if the letter is worded in such a way that, yes, we certainly encourage the opportunity to look at doing it together, but like I said, I just want to make sure that we're not tying our hands or going in a direction that...
Yeah, I think the idea, Commissioner, is just to supporting the library and SCTI. We're asking for support from the school board and from the county to support both of those, which they already have, but not.
I thought I heard.
So we're just sending a letter.
Okay, I thought I heard something about property. So, okay. If it's in the way that you said, Mayor, then certainly I don't have any problem with that.
I think we've got that 5-0.
Okay,
that we won't
go.
Need to do that.
To put it as a joke.
Okay, keep going.
I'm done.
You done? Yeah, a lot of events going around town. The festival that we just had Saturday was fun, and it was once again, and I seen a lot of us there. I think I seen everybody there, but that's always a fun event, and isn't that growing? You know, I seen from last year to this year, and I'm seeing nicer crowds. I'm seeing more vendors, and it had some great, interesting discussions with some of our residents that, and a lot of them up there from that area. But I was amazed, people I talked to from Sarasota and Manatee that came down for it. So I thought that was wonderful. I also want to ask Commission, there is associated with the Southwest Regional Planning Council,
right.
There is an EDC alliance that's formulated from those members down there. I got a call from Forrest Banks, who I believe, you know, he's a councilman from Fort Myers. And he was instructed, whoever the chair of that alliance is, called me and asked me if I would join that committee. And I said I would gladly do that with approval from my board. But I said I wouldn't do it without approval. What they're asking is that they're forming that strategic plan that will then go in front of the Southwest Regional Planning Council for them to approve or disapprove. I know Ellen Lane is there, but what they were begging for was somebody from Sarasota County. They have nobody on that board from Sarasota County. They asked Christine Robinson, is she the member on the Southwest Regional Planning Council?
Carolyn Mason.
Then they asked Christine Robinson. She is just now going with T. Barda, so she doesn't have the time. Right. And she suggested to this Mr. Banks that they ask me. I think I can do most of that on the phone. I don't think there's anything there. But if we don't have anybody from the county, as Ellen Lane used to always say, you know, if you're not at the table, you're meat at the table. So I will gladly do that unless the commission has a problem with me serving on that board.
The only problem that I have with it is you're short term. Mm-hmm. And they're just now creating these boards. I know I just got the transportation on that board, and we haven't even met yet. And right. I'm afraid that you're going to be getting into something that may not start till you're termed out.
I brought that up. Interesting, because I brought that up too. And they said that the main interest, what they want is the experience factor there for the strategic plan, which their time frame is to have that before you guys, before November. That fits into my time frame, but that's the only reason. And I, like I said, I don't have any problem with it one way or the other. I have the time to do that when they want it. If you'd rather somebody else, I mean that's okay too.
No, I didn't have a problem. I just didn't want to take away from any future commission member that would want to serve on that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they didn't actually take it from the. From the board, but I guess Sarasota County, they don't have the time to be on that. So that's what I'm being told anyhow. So when they asked me, I said, I'll bring it to my board.
I wonder why they're asking the non-member, because I'm the primary member. Commissioner Cook is an alternate, and don't we have another alternate?
Yeah, I cannot answer that.
I don't think so.
I'm sure.
I am.
Oh,
yeah, that's
you
right.
Are.
Yeah. So, I'm sure there's been discussion at the Southwest right. Regional Planning Council about this whole alliance and this whole thing about forming that committee, and I guess it came up at the last meeting, where they said, according to Mr. Banks, he said they brought it up at the last meeting, and why isn't Sarasota County? Because they talked about the county, not Northport. Right. Why isn't Sarasota County? And I understand. Tricia Duffy from Charlotte County was the one that mentioned, yeah, Northport's a big, you know, the largest city there. And that's the information he's giving me, okay? Right. And supposedly at the last meeting that subject came up. And so that's all I know. And I said, you can see why I wanted to bring it up here before I just say, sure, I'll do
right.
that. Okay. Commissioner Crook?
I don't have any problem with that, but I would also like to offer my services for that board. I mean, I am the alternate, and I've been attending the meetings quite regularly for over a year now, and so I don't mind doing it.
Okay. I don't have any problem with that. If somebody needs to get a hold of Mr. Banks, Forrest Banks, if you take down, I'll give you his phone number later, okay. And you can give him a call if that's all right with this commission. And I have zero problem with that. Okay. I just thought.
Yeah, they talked about boards, but they never came up with What kind of board are you talking about? They only talked about the transportation, the safety, and that was it, that I recall.
Okay. Yeah, the Alliance Board. Because I'm on the EDC at Sarasota on that board, I know that we've discussed it up there about what's taking place down there. And I believe City Manager Ellen Lane goes to most of those meetings, and I think sometimes you can just do it on the phone. You just get together on teleconferencing and such. So, but that's all I know about it. guys. That's all I can tell you. And I said I'd bring it up. So now I'm glad I did, because we had some interesting
Is it a
stuff.
Task force of the EDC? Or is it just its own entity?
It's its own. In fact, there was a lot of discussion about whether the Southwest Regional Planning Council has its own EDC.
Right.
Right.
Who controls that and who doesn't, and so forth. And that's where all the discussion was coming about. And as far as I know, that's what started this alliance. City manager, help me out here.
Mayor, and you spoke to I think it's Councilman Banks directly. Do you mean EDC, or do you just mean an Economic Development Alliance?
Economic Development Alliance.
So you don't mean EDC?
No. When I said EDC, I was talking about EDC Sarasota County. Yeah. If I mentioned that down there, no. It's just an alliance.
It's about economic development and the pillars that the Department of Economic Opportunity has put out through the governor's office and the Regional Planning Council's role in those pillars to achieve economic development in Florida. And they have tasked those different regional planning councils with working on that issue. I didn't think that you meant the economic development corporations.
No, I didn't.
You meant economic development.
Yeah, and that's all that is, and they're going to give their report back to the Southwest Regional Planning Council. So I don't even believe it's a long term. It's just a task force.
Oh, okay.
Is all it is. Thank you, City Manager, because if I was giving you the wrong idea, I didn't mean to. So that's what it is. But I think we've got it settled I'm okay with that if everybody else is to have Commissioner Cook serve on that.
Yeah, since she's on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Right.
Okay. But I'll ask you to follow up with you, Commissioner Cook, okay, because I told him I'd email him today or tomorrow.
Okay.
That's really all I have. So... City Manager.
Thank you, Commissioners. We recently received a letter from the county. Clerk and I talked about this, I think, on Friday. We received a letter regarding the Community Action Agency Board. The city's previous representative was Mr. Robert Taylor for the past 5 years. He is no longer able to serve in that capacity because he has moved outside of the city. The Community Action Agency Board provides recommendations to the County Commission on issues affecting the welfare of the low-income population for the entirety of Sarasota County and the management of community services block grants funded locally, which, as you know, our Northport Social Services Division has access to some of those funds to assist Northport residents. The position can be, but it does not have to be, a Northport elected official. You can appoint somebody from the community or from your board, from the five of you. So we're bringing this to you to get some direction. Do you want the clerk's office to, you know, advertise it as a vacancy and appoint somebody? Do you guys want to just pick somebody, or do you want somebody from the five of you to serve? And we just needed you all to give us some direction on that.
Commission?
We have in the past, I think, for quite a while, had a citizen from the city serving on that.
Yeah. Robert Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for quite a while. And so.
Yes.
I'll appoint Sue Lord.
Sue?
Yes.
Is she willing to accept it?
I don't know.
Has she shown an interest?
What?
Has she shown an interest?
I don't understand you.
Has she shown an interest?
Not really.
So maybe putting it out there that there's an opportunity and take applications and I'd like to offer it to a citizen to participate.
Okay, I think to do that we can turn that over to
and have them fill out an application.
All right.
And then it would be the commission.
In the meantime, contact Sue.
Right.
Do you know Sue Lord?
Yeah.
Could you contact her and see if she would be of interest? It would be an interest of her? Okay.
Thank you. In the clerk's office, we'll run with that. Just wanted to point out a couple other issues for anybody who might be listening out there. We're sorry for the past two meetings. We did have some technology problems with the web feed. We believe we have that fixed now through our vendor, but I did want to announce on President's Day, normal city operations, the majority of our offices are closed, but for anybody who's listening, solid waste will still continue on that day. They'll still collect that day. We have a special events clinic dealing with your new program on encouraging special events and the sponsorships, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February 26th at the Morgan Center. That will be our second one of those. We have a ribbon cutting ceremony for the Price and Haberlin intersection improvements coming up here shortly. That will be February 15th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I know that's followed immediately after by the opening day of Little League out at Atwater Park. We also have a neighborhood meeting coming up for South Biscayne Drive landscaping. That will be this week, February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Morgan Center. So we encourage residents, particularly from that area, but any residents to get involved in that particular meeting. And this is not our meeting, but there is a neighborhood grants orientation workshop. As you know, the county does neighborhood grants. They're holding one here in South County on February 12th, 10:30 a.m. To 12:30 p.m. at the Northport Library. And the reason I mention that is because it's an opportunity for our neighbors and our neighborhoods to get involved in the county grant program. Thank you.
Yeah, if I can say that's a and that's a wonderful program. The neighborhood I live in has taken advantage of that twice for some landscaping issues, as long as it was outside the gate is how they do that. And it was a wonderful opportunity. The neighborhood does have to work at that, but whatever your volunteer hours go can count towards the dollar figure instead. So it's a wonderful program. Okay, city attorney. Did I hear you right? Okay. Okay. City clerk?
Yes, I have one thing to bring up. The city of Venice is looking to schedule a joint meeting with our commission within the 6 months, and tentatively we have April that we might schedule a joint meeting with Venice. Is there any objection to that?
No objection. I'd like to definitely move forward with it.
So if the commissioner's okay, we'll try to get a date in April possibly.
Yeah, we talked about that at the joint meeting that we had with them, and we brought up that I thought it was 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
It wasn't April, it was six months.
You said within six months.
Within 6 months, within yeah. 6 months. I don't Nancy's know, and I don't mind a
yeah,
joint meeting.
I will tell you, I have a meeting scheduled with their city manager. We have not begun working on any of that in unison yet. So I don't see any possible way we'll be ready by April.
What are the topics about the meeting?
That's what John just said.
We're not ready.
I'm
not ready.
Asking you, what are the topics for the meeting?
You're asking me?
Yes.
No, I'm not sure. We were going to bring topics up, between the manager and.
No, it won't be between the manager and the manager. It's follow up to what you all discussed at the last joint meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'd be the follow up, as Jonathan said. So we'll look for something possibly. Patsy would like to say something.
I just wanted to say that we were contacted by the city clerk's office of Venice, and she said at the last council meeting in Venice, her commission agreed to have a meeting within the next 6 months. We would just like to know if our commission is in agreement with us, working with them to set something up in the next 6 months. They were looking at a possible April date, but that doesn't mean that's the date that we have to use, just within the next 6 months.
When would you be ready?
I'll tell you after I meet with their city manager. We'll be ready within the six-month time period that you all discussed at that meeting.
I don't want to meet.
You guys said that's what we'll
meet. We need to have some meat on those bones. Yeah. So that
we can go ahead and look for a date, but push it out within the six-month period.
Would we wait for the manager to tell us? Think.
Yeah.
We'll wait for you, John.
I think so.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anything else? City clerk?
No, that's it. Thank you.
This meeting is adjourned. You owe me a copy. No, we didn't bet.
No, I was asking to bet. You went.
Yeah, that's right.
thought for sure we were going to have it.
Need anything.